Berlin Lokalzeit.
Whoever of you knows the work from Peter Cusack and knows a little bit of his field recordings from Berlin, he or she will have heard some of his recordings from his courtyard in the house he lives here in Berlin. And just a couple of days ago, when the cold winter days started to move away and the warmth came in and everything started to melt, an unbelievable beautiful soundscape just appeared at Peter's Hinterhof, and he recognized it, recorded it, and Udo Noll and Radio Apore gave us all the chance that we could listen to it. Peter did also a beautiful work here for the Project Berlin Lokalzeit, what you can find on the website and also you can try out by yourself, by really investigating and dealing with all these Hinterhofs around the Moritzplatz. And Peter, if we go and talk more in general about this, when you came to Berlin, I think this was the time where you really got interested in Hinterhof. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about this.
Yes, that's right. Hinterhof are a kind of speciality of Berlin. As soon as you arrive here, you find yourself in places where you're completely surrounded by the building, and there's a courtyard. Some have a green, some are totally concrete, some are big, some are small, but there are many. And being interested in sounds, you immediately notice that each one has a slightly different acoustic. It depends on the size of it and the shape and what the materials are. But as you walk from one to another, things sound different purely because of this architectural structure. And since there are so many thousands in Berlin, it makes Berlin a rather interesting place just to walk a short distance and be in a totally different sonic space.
Actually, at the moment, we've been now in a quite big Hinterhof of the Aufbauhaus, and the grass make this Hinterhof speak.
Yes. Yeah, as soon as you make a sound in here, you hear the echo off the walls. And this any sound stimulates it as well. So now we have crows.
Please allow me to talk a little bit more in specific about your particular Hinterhof where you are living. Because it turns out, in a way, the shape of this Hinterhof and the surrounding somehow makes it to a very, very musical place. And we just talked before about it, that it almost works like in visual art as a type of canvas, which makes certain sounds really shine. So what do you think are the interesting properties?
Well, I think one is that it's fairly small, so that if you're listening from your window, then none of the sounds are that far away. And also being small, the reverberation is quite strong. It's like five stories high, so it's actually quite an upside-down tunnel in a way. You make a sound in there and it reverbs and echoes quite noticeably. But also... suddenly lots of activity here.
But isn't it amazing how one car really completely starts to control the whole space?
Yes. I mean, that's what I notice in my Hinterhof. There are certain loud sounds, like people throwing bottles into the bottle bank, that totally explode in such a place. And you hear them, you know, sometimes painfully loudly. And if there's a party, then also that's incredibly loud, and there's no escape. So these things, and here now we're even hearing the bells in here.
I said like this, could you agree about that actually these Hinterhofs, if somebody lives for a while, like you live now for a while at this Hinterhof, that this Hinterhof also produces a kind of a home feeling, a kind of a sound identity when you hear it, and when you hear maybe even But it's really interesting. They are doing something. These sounds here, if they would happen on a normal Greenland, they would have almost no big impact. But since this metal on the hard surface gets such a reverberation space here, just everything gets so superimposed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's another noticeable thing about the Berlin soundscape. Things can be quiet, and then suddenly a whole lot of events happen, like the bells now and the car and the guys working. They suddenly combine to produce a totally different atmosphere and sound.
I think it's just a beautiful situation because it actually demonstrates in a very interesting way what's actually so interesting about Hinterhof, because Hinterhof is maybe something where many, many people in daily life experience the interdependence relationship between built environment and sound event.
Yeah, they do. And also with each other, because you learn the sounds of your neighbors. But the kind of strange thing about it is often you don't know who it is. You can hear your neighbors, often very intimately, but you can't see them, you don't know who it is, and because of the reverberation, it's not quite clear whether it's from there or there. So you never know who is making what sound. So you have a very kind of close, intimate relationship with your neighbours, but no kind of identification with it. It's quite a strange situation, and I quite enjoy that. Everything is a mystery on a certain level. And that's another thing I've come to appreciate by living there. And not only with the humans, but with the birds that sing there. And there's insects come in, and you can hear bees buzzing right down on the ground from the third floor where I live, because of the quietness and the kind of amplification. And then you realize that all these things are very kind of complexly but interrelated. One thing happens and then a whole lot of other things are a consequence of it. So there's being there all the time. When you live there, you're there very often and very much. You can work out these interrelationships, and that's been special about this particular year because of COVID. Firstly, I've been there very much because I've been self-isolating and travel is not allowed. And secondly, because of the big changes like the no planes and the reduction in traffic noise, so other smaller sounds appeared because of that. So it's been a good kind of experiment in a way, sonic experiment, to see how things have changed because of the COVID regulations. I mean, another thing I noticed was that when the lockdown started, the schools closed. Of course, all the kids had to stay at home. So during the day, it was much noisier with kids. And then people decided to go away, and that became very quiet. And then things changed once again. So there was a lot to take notice of a very small. But I happen to believe that, as far as sound is concerned, these small things are the ones that affect us on an everyday level and therefore have the biggest impact on our lives. So they may be small, they may be insignificant on one level, but I actually think they're very important, and that's why I spend a lot of time kind of recording them or paying attention to them.
But Peter, wouldn't you also say that maybe such a Hinterhof, especially when you really know it, like you learn to know it, that it almost becomes like a kind a kind of a readout machine of changes in social and political situations? Because what you just said is that actually all this, you can hear the holiday, you can hear the time when people move to other places, you can hear the lockdown.
Yeah.
All these things be really...
Exactly. I mean, it really I mean, I've always believed that my ears are an incredibly important sense, partly because of the information, partly because of the emotional impact. But this year has persuaded me even more that that is so. And it's not, I mean, I can give an example in the Hinterhof. For example, certain birds, there's a few birds which are there, which even nest there. And then there are other birds which fly over above. They never come inside, of course. But this is significant because I've heard cranes and recorded cranes flying directly above. They're quite high and so they sound distant, but nevertheless you hear them rather clearly. And I've been hearing cranes in the middle of the winter, in December and January. Now, they're supposed to be in southern Spain or northern Africa. They are not, of course. They are hanging around Berlin. They have been for some years now. But the fact that you can hear cranes even in the middle of the city in winter is an indicator of how climate change is affecting animal behaviour. And that's a very clear example of it. And the other kind of growingly important observation I've made is the amount of music, I mean kind of human music, in the Hinterhof. There are several musicians who practice and I can hear them, and I make music, they can hear me. But there are also phones ringing with nice jingles and chimes, which are, I mean, they're very simple, but they are also music. So there's a whole range of music, from very simple signals to the most complex human music. And I've been, some of that fits in very well and some less so. So I've been, my whole approach to playing the guitar there has changed. I've been wanting to produce music which will fit into that space. And as such, it's really changed what I do. And that's been really interesting and also really great.
Let's stop with this nice creak. Peter, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Berlin Lokalzeit.